W4DJW, WD40YH. DJW, W4DJW, WD40YH.
WD4DYH, W4DJW.
There he is. Hey, we're finished up. Do you want the modem back, or you care if we leave it up here?
No, it won't do. There's nothing connected to it, so it won't do any good to leave it up there. And I do want to do some more testing on it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to come back. We found directions to look in. We need another Yagi, and we're going to climb tower to get our best signal.
Oh, so nothing good on the ground, huh?
Nothing good. The best we found was, a 94, and that's shooting through the trees.
And I don't recall, what is that 94? Is that like a couple of bars?
Just forget the bars. It's -94 dB.
Well, it works at -121. I mean, I've had it working that low.
Well, that's what we found so far, and that was on the bridge, close to the tower, with the antenna pointing through the trees, and the leaves aren't on yet.
Okay, so it's going to take some longer cable, some longer power over Ethernet, and a mount on the tower?
What we're liking to do is take it up the tower a few feet and get above the tree line so that we don't have to worry about what happens when the leaves come on. And we found two locations to point at, so we can take it up tower, pick which one is the best, and anchor it down at that point. The first run at that would be a test, then we'll know what we got to build to take up and actually install.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. Did you get enough information today to know what to build? Do you have enough info to know how to build the box anyway?
I can take a good look, a good shot at it. I'm guessing it's going to be a box with antennas on the outside, but we'd still like to try it with the diversity antennas and no Yagis up at altitude.
Okay. You're not afraid a chunk of ice will take shear the antennas off?
Under something so that won't happen. Oh, my preference would be a plastic box and no Yagis. Oh, but we won't know that till we climb up there and try it. Walking around in the yard, we were able to get some decent signals down close to the fence.
But that's not a valid mounting point, right?
Stick a post up like you would a satellite receiver and dig a trench to it. But now that would be with the trees under the current condition, too. And that was with no Yagi. We need the second Yagi so the diversity system can be used.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we learned what we learned, right?
So how you want to do it? You want us to hang on to it, get another Yagi, and do another test, or bring it back, get another Yagi? What you want to do?
Bring it back? Or what do you mean another Yagi? You're going to put one on the primary and one on the secondary? A Yagi on each?
Affirmative.
Okay. Well, let's bring it back, and once we have all the stuff we need to go back up again, we'll go back up again. Maybe COVID-19 will be over by then.
COVID-19 is never going to be over completely, but we are going to see if we can't talk you into coming next time, because Lynn and I want to do the climb and carry the stuff with us, and we'll need somebody to sit in their car and watch the laptop.
Okay, well, we might have a new normal by then, so we'll play that by ear.
How long do you think by then is going to be?
Well, you just want to take it up on the tower with two Yagis? Is that the goal?
That's the goal.
So the Yagis will need to be phased, right? We'll have to look into getting everything, the phasing harness and everything that it takes to do two Yagis. Are you sure about two Yagis versus a parabolic dish?
Yagis, there's no phasing required. You've got a diversity transceiver, and it's looking for two antennas. So you put one Yagi on one on the other, in place of the panel antennas you got now, and that's all you'll need.
But you're still going to need something to coordinate the antennas, like a, you're going to have to like mount them on a pole or something like that, right? At a distance apart from each other. I mean, just so that they're not flopping around up there.
What we're intending to do, Atlanta's out here with a stick. That's what I'm laughing at. What we're intending to do is take the whole package and mount it to a bar. That would be the two antennas and the modem. Connect the antennas directly to the modem. We may have to have a little adapter to adapt the Yagi connection to the modem connection. But there would be no feed line. And that would go up as a package with a battery, and we just hold it and position it and get you to look at it.
Okay. And you already created the 12-volt adapter, or how'd you get that working?
And a connector and the power cord that come with it.
You put another one of those interceptor cables like you did on the monitor?
Interceptor cable. I use the same. Landon's laughing too. I use the same little amp connectors that we always use for power. So it'll match what I've already done for you. And I put a mate on your little wall wart so you can we can switch between battery and wall wart seamlessly.
Okay, well, that worked out real good for my monitor because I don't use the wall wart anymore in my shack on that monitor. That monitor's plugged in the 12-volt DC all the time. So that panned out to be pretty good. Anyway, yeah, just put it back in the oven when you get back, and then I'll go take it out of the oven in a couple hours.
That. You want me to keep the antenna, or you want it back too?
Well, I can't do any testing without it because I get zero. I get nothing here without the antenna.
We'll make up a little post to mount all that stuff on. Oh, let's see. Oh, I wanted to ask you, HMI, were you able to get it working?
HDMI? No. But I haven't put a whole lot of effort into it because I was working on all that other stuff for getting the automation in the net management routine so that I can break away from having to do that all the time and not have to be there all the time. I'm trying to finish that up so it frees me up so that I can work on other stuff.
Well, I think that's all for now. We're going to pack up and head back down the mountain.
Okie doke. Well, appreciate you doing that. You guys be careful. Don't get arrested. WD4DYH, W4DJW, clear.
Will do, WD4DYH. Talk to you soon.
4DJW, K4OSH.
Hey, Pat.
Good day, sir. How are you?
We are surviving. I think we're going to make it, but we don't go far.
I didn't go to the mountain this morning. I had a commitment at the church I just finished up with. Sounds like a little progress has been made.
That's affirmative. I didn't go far either. I'm still sitting down here at the house. They went up there. They came and got all the equipment and took it up there to the mountain.
Question, how does the signal on this radio sound?
Sounds good. I mean, there's a tiny, I mean, you got to listen for it. There's a tiny bit of white noise, but other than that, you're fully 100% readable. No issue at all.
Okay, that's good. I'm mobile with a new rig. On low power in Simpsonville, so I guess we're going to be okay.
Well, that is not bad at all. That's extremely good, as a matter of fact.
You take care and stay safe, stay well. We'll talk to you before long. K4OSH will be clear.
All right, Pat, be careful out there. Stay healthy. W4DJW clear.
You too, T.
Hey, Rusty.
The work y'all have been doing on the repeater.
So we have to have network connectivity to the repeater when we put the software-defined version up there. And they were testing out a cellular modem that will allow us to, it will VPN down to us and allow us to connect back up through the VPN tunnel to it. So we can make tweaks from down in the valley without having to make trips up to the mountain.
Yeah, I can understand that. And on You don't have to go up there, and you can do it from here. It makes things a lot nicer. So, okay, I just wondered what y'all been doing. I had heard people talking here off and on over the last couple of weeks, but I hadn't had time to sit down and actually ask anybody what was going on.
Well, it's a long process, but I think it's going to be worth it in the end. And we do have the repeater that's been up there for years that's serving us now, so kind of taking our time and doing it right.
Well, that's good. That's good. And always nice to have a repeater that's dependable. And because I was talking with somebody the other day, their repeater's down where they are, and it's gone down for the second time in 2 weeks, and they're still trying to figure out what's causing it to go down. So, all right, well, just thought I'd ask. You have a good day, you and the sweetheart there. Y'all have a good day, and stay safe. Talk to you later, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we can feel for those people who've had their repeater go down twice in a couple of weeks, because we've been there, done that. Bought the T-shirt, don't want another T-shirt, so we're taking our time getting it done right so that we don't accumulate any more T-shirts. Anyway, good talking to you, Rusty. Stay safe. W2T, W4DJW, clear.